Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Kuf Beis. We're up to Siv Dal, the bottom page 262. Moving on to page 263 today. We're in the middle of talking about standing and sitting and walking in front of Sunday Davening Shmoneh Esrei. Siv Aleph Beis and Gimel, we discussed already. Not to sit in the vicinity of Sunday Davening Shmoneh Esrei, and all the details have to do with that din. We introduced the din yesterday of Siv Dalid about passing by someone who's davening Shmoneh Esrei, not to pass by someone within Dal Amos in front of them when they're davening Shmoneh Esrei. And we discussed that there are two reasons for this din that are brought down by the poskim. One reason is that, like we said before, that the Shechina is within Dal Amos of the person davening. Therefore, you're going to cut in between the person davening Shmoneh Esrei and the Shechina. That is not okay. You can't cut in between the Shechina and the person davening. Number two is you're going to mabalbel him. You're going to ruin his kavana if you pass by in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. The Ber Halacha, Sivka, and Dira Masa, also Lavor, he brings down these two reasons. He says, "Ayn Tamish Shabrova, Ayn Beil Rabbi Shem Shlo." Dua Din Yeshizash Lavor Beis Shekarin Shema Yisrael. He says also when someone's saying Kriyat Shema, one should also not pass by him right in front of him. So too, the same din is by Kaddish, by the way. If someone is saying Kaddish, you're not supposed to pass by in front of someone saying Kaddish. You wait till he's done, at least with the Chatzi Kaddish, until after Dami Rami Al Mavim Ruah Mein. Now, it says like this. Kata B'Sefer Mamar Mordechai V'Zeh L'Shon HaTamid Eishim Mevatel Kavanah Samis Ba'alil. The Mamar Mordechai brings down the second reason that we just mentioned before, that you're going to mevatel the Kavanah of the person davening. Ulafiza Nira. Dima Mitpalu Mishal Shal HaTalas Alponav K'moshin Agim Arvei Demotel Avor Alponav. Therefore, the person has his talus over his eyes, you're not going to bow. He's not going to see you. Therefore, it's going to be mutter. The same thing would be if his eyes were closed. Let's see. Lamaisa. If you skip three lines down, though, it says, Mikol Mako. Roy Lachush Lahachmer Ad Kalashla. He says, nevertheless, one should be Machmer. Okay, why? So we'll soon see. He says, but especially. Especially because the Chai Adam writes that there's a difference, is it? Because you're masik between the Dars and Davening and the Shechina. Therefore, the person has his eyes closed or has a talus over his eyes. That's not going to help for this. It's still, the Shechina is still there. You're going to be passing by between the person Davening and the Shechina. However, as we saw earlier on in the din of the person sitting within Dal Amos of the person Davening, he said over there, if there's a hefsik in between the person and the person davening, there's a shtender in between them that's 10 tfachim high, 4 tfachim wide. So there's a hefsik, and therefore that's going to be masik. The shechina is going to end there. Therefore, it's going to be mutter for him to sit. So therefore, the post can bring down if you have tarti letivus over here. Number one, his eyes are closed, and therefore you don't have the problem that he's going to mababble his kavana. And number two, he's davening with a shtender, and therefore there's a hesek in between you and him, or there's a wall, whatever it might be, that's a hesek between you and the person davening. It would be mutter to pass by the person davening, because both reasons would not be shaykh in that case, and one could rely on this halacha l'maisa. The problem with the table is that many people dive in front of a table, but most tables are not 10 tefachim high. Most tables are about 8, 9 tefachim perhaps. But 10 tefachim would be a very, very high table. Maybe an island. I mean, a kitchen would be 10 tefachim high. But a regular table would not be 10 tefachim high. And therefore, you would not have this heter in this case. But a shtender would work for these things. Okay, so that is one important din over here. Number two is, even though we say this would be mutter, Rosh Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying as the following. He says this is a din that many people are not makpid on. Many people are not makpid not to pass by in front of people who are davening. Okay, and he says, since it's a din, that's not, but it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that your Yishamayim should really try and be careful with this, and not bechapes haterim in passing by someone who is davening. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is known to be very, very makmer in his din. Rav Moshe Feinstein will soon say, I'll tell a story about Rav Moshe, also is very, very makpid on this din, not to pass by people who are davening. Okay, however, there is a heter that the brought down over here by Moreno Rabbeinu in Dibur Masel. In Dibur Masel, Usser. He says over here, Aval, Im Abam Mimakam Shemiyu Adla Rabbi. If the person davening Shmoneh Esrei is standing in an aisle, or in front of the doorway, that it's miyuad, it's a place where people are supposed to be passing by. It's not the place the person is davening for Shmoneh Esrei, right? It's not a regular makom in the shul. He's davening in the aisle, or he's davening in front of the knisa to the shul. So that, he says, that's miyuad l'rayin, kepetach knisa gedoma, like a petach of the entrance, like these. Eina yachol asr alachim, lavorsham. You don't have the right to ask other people to pass by. That's something that's built for the rabbin to pass by. Dumi degadi, isa b'sifkan yir gimel. Okay? And if someone similarly, someone davens in a place that vada, he knows that people are going to bother him, and he decides to daven in a place they know people are going to be passing by. Admor Zalamashim Mutter Lavor Lefanov. Rishon Zalman held it's mutter to pass by in this case because it's not a place. The person is supposed to be davening Shmona Esrei. Do you ask it and ask? He's rooting it for himself. He's going to cause himself to be masik between the Shechina or Mbabel Shmona Esrei. Do you ask it and ask? However, nevertheless, as Moreno Rabbeinu brings down over here, Admor Zal Atzmo Hichmer, Shlomo Zalman himself was machmer in these cases where the person down in the wrong place, still Shlomo Zalman would not pass by. The law of Relief Yamit Baal Bishuma would not pass by Bishum Ofen in a place where someone was davening Shmona Esrei. Similarly, there's a famous story that Ramosha was invited to a big meeting, convention, or a Guda convention, whatever it might be. It was an important meeting that Ramosha had to get to. And he gets out of the car and he's entering into the building or the room, whatever it might be. And someone's standing there davening Shmona Esrei. He's standing davening Shmona Esrei and Ramosha is not entering. And his students are dying. The rabbi, you're waiting for the meeting. You got to get to the meeting. People are waiting for you. V'chulei, v'chulei. And anyways, this guy's davening in the place where he's not supposed to be davening in the entrance. Ramosha says, what do you want me to do? There's a brick wall standing in front of me. Okay, meaning that when he's standing there, what do you want me to do? The Shechina is right there. You want me to pass by the Shechina? Ramosha said he would refuse to pass by. Similar to what we're talking about over here. But Me'ikr the Din, both Ramosha and Rishon Zalman held that someone's dying in places not so dying. Me'ikr the Din, there's room to be meikel to pass by where he's davening in an incorrect location. What about Litzarach Mitzel? Similar, namely, very, very often it'll happen, even in Arminian, that the Kohanim have to go to Dochen. Kohanim have to Dochen, and someone is davening Shmona Esrei in a place where he can't get by. So there, Shlomo Zalman says, Beferish, that it is mutter for the Kohanim to leave. The Kohanim are allowed to leave to go ahead and wash their hands for Dochening, even though maybe they can be somach on the Shita of the Rambam, who holds that if you wash in the morning, you can rely on that. Nevertheless, since we pass in Shulchan Aruch, the Kohanim have to wash their hands again for Dochening. They're allowed to even pass by, even though someone is davening Shmona Esrei. However, in the end of this, Horeinu Rabbeinu Rav told me that that's only for the Kohanim. For the Levium, just to go wash the Kohanim's hands, there is no heter for them to pass by davening Shmona Esrei. Once again, unless they're davening in a place, they're not supposed to be davening. But to pass by Stam, someone who's davening Shmona Esrei, that would not be okay for the Levium. Only for the Kohanim, where it's mamish a mitzvah for them to go ahead and wash their hands. Okay? Fine. So that's it. One last thing is, we mentioned last time that really the Ikar Din, it's really in front of the person. That studying, there's more room to be makel. It's actually machlokas brought down over here in Sif Katan Ted Zayin, the Mishnah Rabbi. Ut studim shalif neim. On the side, it's sort of like in the corner. Okay, it's not exactly in the front, it's not exactly in the sides. V'la magen avim zikot nevav kilif neim dam. The magen avim holds, it's like in front of him, and it's going to be usher to pass by, which is usher a lot more cases. Uliel rabba shari, the rabba shari is matter. One could rely on the Eliyahu Rabbah over here. If it's not passing mamish in front of the person, then it is more room to be makel, that it's not going to be babbles. Kavana v'chulei v'chulei. Fine. Sifhei. Im hishlim tfilaso, if a person has finished davening. Vaya adam acher mispal lacharof. And there's another person davening behind him. So you have this problem now. He has to take his 3 steps back into Shmona Esrei. Taking his 3 steps back into Shmona Esrei is going to be passing by in front of someone who's davening in Shmona Esrei. It's usher to take your 3 steps back into the person's area where he's davening Shmona Esrei. Okay, he's davening Shmona Esrei. You can't pass by in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Therefore, it's usher to take his 3 steps back after his Shmona Esrei. Because if he would take his 3 steps back, it's like being over lifnei hamispal. Therefore, you're going to have to wait till with your Shmona to take your 3 steps back until you're done, until the person behind you is done. Even if the person standing behind you started Shmona Esrei late, he started after he was behind in Tefillah, he started Shmona Esrei late, says the Mechaber, you still have to wait for him to finish. I mean, after he's already started Shmona Esrei, you're not allowed to pass by while he's davening Shmona Esrei. Okay, so a couple of very important things over here. That's the halacha. Halacha is you're not allowed to pass by, you're not allowed to take your 3 steps back until he is done. Number one is then what are you allowed to do? What are you allowed to do if you're standing there waiting? You're done with your Shmona Esrei. What do you do? What do you say? So Moreno Rabbeinu Rav holds that at that point, you're done with your Shmona Esrei. You're done with your bakashas. You're done with everything. You say, you and you say, Osa Shalom at this point. Even though you don't take your 3 steps back, you say, Osa Shalom already. And at that point, once you said, Osa Shalom, you're allowed to say anything that the Tzibor is saying. anything that Tzibor is up to, whether it's Tachlon, Aleinu, let's say you're up to Tachlon, so you can't sit down because you have to take your three sadek, you would say Tachlon, lean on something that's in front of you, lean on the table in front of you while standing up, and say Tachlon until he's done. Okay, that is what you would do. Lamais, you could say Aleinu, anything that Tzibor is up to, you're allowed to stay along with the Tzibor at that point. Okay, wait till the person's done, and then you go ahead and take your three sets back. However, there are other important things. Number one, what about if you're the Shliach Tzibor? What if you're the Shliach Tzibor and the guy is not done and the Tzibor is ready for Chazor as a Shas? There's 10 people, there's Rav Binyan, whatever it might be. He wants to start Chazor. He can't take his three sets back. Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes Beferish. He's allowed to start his Chazor as a Shas. He'll say, once again, he'll say his Osa Shalom. He'll say his Yil Ratzon. Okay, and then he'll start his Chazor as a Shas and it'll be Somech on the three psios that he's going to say after he's done with the Chazar Shas, or after Kaddish, whatever it might be, and all to use those three psios for the psios that he was supposed to have and at his private Shmoneh Esrei. So he doesn't have to wait to take his three sets back in order to start Chazar Shas, and the minion does not have to go ahead and wait for him. The Mishnah Berurah over here, Sifkatan Yud Tes, he does point out, Vim Eino Achar of Mamish, if the person is not Mamish behind you, Rak Meruchak Litzadi is a little bit to the side, nearer to Shari Le'eli Rabbah, according to the Le'eli Rabbah that we just said before, the Le'eli Rabbah said that the Lefun of Kitzadim is not like Kilafanim, so do Lachar of Litzadim, he's on the side, that is also going to be okay. Kal v'chomer, the post can bring down that in a case where you have to take their three steps back and the person behind you is still davening Shemoneh Esrei, you could take three steps to the side. You could go tilt to the side and take your three steps back. That is also going to work in a case where you can't go three steps back. So in many cases, you could get out of this problem. Unless his mom is directly behind you, even taking to the side, is still going to be cutting in front of him. If that's the case, then don't do it. But let's say he's a little bit to the side. You could go the other way, the other direction, and you will not be entering into it directly in front of him. And it'll be mutter to go ahead and take your three steps back in that case. The last thing just went up is that we said Osa Shalom he does say. Yil Ratzon he does say, but I believe, based on, we'll see later on, the Yil Ratzon Milfanecha, we say Sheibana Beis HaMikdash, and we say later on that he should wait till after he takes his three sons back. Okay, without getting into it right now, that he should wait till he takes his three sons back. That didn't say the Yil Ratzon, he should not say that while he's still standing in his place. Ad Kan for today. It's late, so we'll cut it over here. It's a little bit short, and we'll finish. We'll do the rest of the page tomorrow.